Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and the Houston Rockets. Philadelphia comes in 12-11 on the year, Houston at 6-17. Philly over their last 10 is 6-4 on a two-game losing streak. Houston is 4-6 over that span, having lost their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. 108.3 averaged per game by Philadelphia, that's 28th. Houston, not a whole lot better at 110 per contest, good for 25th. Team defense, Philly allowing an impressive 106.5 per contest against Houston's not-so-impressive 117. Looking at turnovers, Philadelphia is pretty good at taking care of the ball, averaging just 14.2 turnovers per game. Houston a little sloppier at 17.8. That could be big. Looking at the shooting numbers, Philadelphia shooting 47.1 versus just 44.4 for Houston. Another big advantage for the 76ers. Three-point shooting, 37.2 for Philly, 34.2 for Houston. About the same, about a three-point advantage for Philly. And then 81% from the line for Philly, 78% for Houston. Again, a three-point advantage. Basically a three-point spread on the shooting numbers across all three categories, all in favor of Philadelphia. Bench scoring, Houston wins this one, 33-27. This will be the first time this year these two teams have played. Both teams were off recently, so they'll both be rested. Philadelphia still without James Harden and Tyrese Maxey. Eric Gordon is out for Houston. Yes, Eric Gordon's still in the NBA, folks. Unbelievable. As far as a pick in this one, you got to go with the 76ers. Joel Embiid all by himself makes this an easy pick. And that does it for our on-court preview of Sixers and Rockets. Coming up, we'll look at the betting lines in this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA, and this is our betting preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and Houston Rockets. Philly opening up a 7-point road favorite, bet up to 8, now back down to 7.5 where it sits. Looking at the total, we are at a 221 number on the total. Team's ATS records on the year, the Sixers 13-10 overall, 5-6. On the road, 7-3 in their last 10 games, playing through some injuries there as well. Rockets 12-11 ATS, 5-3 at home, 5-5 in their last 10 games. Sixers 13 unders, 10 overs. The Rockets 12 overs and 11 unders. This is the third game of a three-game road trip for Philadelphia. They last played on Friday. Rockets in the midst of 3-4 nights with their last game coming on Saturday. A surprise win in Phoenix, an outright win there. Sixers, 4 of the last 5 ATS against Houston, and the under has hit 4 of the last 5 of the games played in Houston. Sixers, they are on a little bit of an overrun here. 7 of 8 taking on losing teams. They're 4-1 ATS after a straight-up loss, which is their spot. However, they're just 3-11 ATS versus teams below 400. Over trends here for the Rockets, over 6 of their last 7 at home, taking on teams with losing road records, and they have hit the over 5 of their last 7 after a loss. No Harden, no Maxey. They remain out until mid-December for Philadelphia. Eric Gordon questionable tonight for the Rockets. I like the Rockets in this spot, getting the 7.5 points at home. Sixers road splits worse than the home splits. You look at the trend there with taking on teams with losing records. So, 7.5, 8 points, a decent amount of points in the NBA. So worth a float there on the Rockets. Sixers are more of an under team. Rockets more of an over team here. I don't need to force it. No play on the total. About 220 was my gauge, and we're looking at a number right around that range. More NBA previews as we stack NBA on the sports betting stack. You can find the sports betting stack, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Sixers and Rockets.